Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to take the moment and start the show by telling you that you are amazing. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, reviewing, telling your friends all the good stuff, all the love that you have. Keep it coming. We really appreciate all of it. If you're listening to the podcast, feel free to check out our YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, all of the good stuff that we put out to help you grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. We just put out a really cool new product. Can't wait to share it with you. So go check it out now. Lots of free stuff there. Today, we are chatting with Kathy Bogdan from Cleanology Corporation. Cleanology has been serving the Chicago area with residential and commercial office cleaning for the last 3 years. If you want to reach out to Kathy and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.cleanologycorp.com. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Don't welcome me. I'm already here. I am welcome. You consider yourself welcome, young lady. How dare you try and welcome me to my own show?
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm over it, but I'm going to need some counseling. There's no two ways about that. So what's up in your world, sister? How did you get into the cleaning business in Chicago? It sounds cold and scary to me.
Well, now it's not cold, but generally, it's not Arizona or Florida. I got into the cleaning business years ago. I was cleaning by myself. Didn't think about, starting a business. But then over the years, I figured, since I have all those clients and more are coming that I'm, turning away, I figured, I'll start a business. And here I am. So I started the Cleanology in 2014, which is over 3 years ago, and I'm still cleaning. I have few people working for me, but I'm still cleaning. So
you got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You're not doing all the cleaning. You got some employees, but you're still doing some of the cleaning. Haven't quite taken the plunge to put that all to employees, right?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Continue on. Hopefully, through everything we got at Cleaning Nation, we can get you out of the cleaning if that's your goal. But what's going on today? How can I help you with today? Or what can I help you with today that would make your life just a little bit better?
Yeah. Well, today I have a question I want to hear your opinion about online booking. I currently offer that. That's on my website. But I've been, it creates some problems for me, especially that I don't sit in the office all day long to keep, tabs on all the changes and stuff. And I just want to hear your opinion. Is this a good thing to have the online booking or not?
Well, I'm glad you want to hear my opinion, because when I try and give other people's opinion, it really blows up in my face. So I'm glad that we can go with my opinion. I will give it. I have been known to talk. I know you're surprised and shocked. I'm so shy. I usually don't want to speak. But today, for you, Kathy, I'm going to boldly share my opinion because you asked so nicely.
All right.
So a couple things. Online booking is... I really am of two minds of it. If you are in a smaller city, I'm out altogether. There's just not enough new people kind of coming in needing cleaning to be able to online book. In Chicago, that's a big city. You might be able to get away with it. I'll give you the pros and the cons, and I'll kind of give you my coaching. And this is really, we're just now introducing a clean profit method. Step 6 covers this in depth, supercharged sales, but I'm going to do the best I can in the time that we have. So the pros, obviously, for online booking are ideally you can be on the beach, hanging out with your kids, doing whatever crazy things you do on a weekend, Kathy, and people can book and give you money electronically without your involvement. That's a pretty big win, right? We don't want to undersell that or make that like it's not a big deal, because it's a huge deal. But that's about it. There aren't really a lot of other benefits to online booking other than the ease, and sometimes customers like it better. Some customers do prefer, hey, I don't want to have to talk to anyone. I want my life to be easy. Book, 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 pay, 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 and I'm out of here. So those are generally kind of the pros or the strengths. Any questions so far?
No.
Cool. Let's turn about the conversation to the weaknesses and or the strengths of face-to-face sales, which is the alternative, right? If it's not online, I shouldn't say face-to-face, in person, right? We've either got to email them a bit or have a conversation on the phone or ideally go out. What I really encourage people to do, certainly at the beginning of their business, is look at the lifetime value of a customer. So many times in the residential side, commercial folks get this a little better, right? If they've got a $1,500 a month account, that's $18,000 a year. If they can keep that for 10 years, and I get that's a long time, but that's $180,000. So when you start doing the math, you're like, wow, that one customer can really be worth a lot. On the residential side, if it's a biweekly, and I really want to encourage folks to only do recurring cleanings. I don't even like monthlies. I really, if I was going to open a cleaning company today, I would only accept weekly and every other week customers. I wouldn't accept one-offs or monthlies. Part of the problem with online booking is it's a little harder to screen, right? A lot of times you'll get the bottom of the barrel type customers that are, you know, once in a while or every month or just periodically. So I wouldn't recommend taking those. I lost my train of thought. So on the recurring, it's a little harder, you know, because if they're online, that you're going to get a lot of people that just want one time cleaning, which I don't like. So that's part of the weakness. The other weakness is oftentimes we don't look at lifetime value. If I just booked online, and that's how I like to kind of do business, right? I'm just looking for like the Uber of cleaning. Well, then I'm going to change as soon as someone else is a nickel cheaper, right? If you're $80 a cleaning and I just booked you online, I don't know you, I haven't met you, I just spent 4 minutes on your website, gave you $80 and I want you to clean something, we have virtually no relationship. I am probably going to jump to the next cleaner I find online for $70, right? We're kind of going for the price game and there's no real way to add, or I shouldn't say there's no real way, but it's a lot more difficult to add value and explain your value proposition. What I prefer to do is go face to face. The good news is so many people in today's day and age hate the face-to-face, right? It's so much work. I got to go all the way out there. It might take, say, 3 hours, right, to set the appointment and drive out and do the appointment and leave and come back to the office. That might be a three-hour affair. But let's think about it. If it's a every other week customer, and again, if you're doing a good job, you're only going to go face-to-face with customers that are going to be every other week or weekly, but we'll just say every other week, depending on the area you're in, that could be a $250 a month client. Is that a fair neighborhood, Kathy?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, $250 sounds an awful like $3,000 a year. If they stay 3 years and 4 months, that's 10 grand. For me, most of the cleaners I coach on the residential side are not, you know, and say it's a $10,000 cleaner divided by 3 hours, that's $3,300 an hour. You say, well, I have to pay my cleaners. Fine, cut that in half. It's only $1,600 an hour. Most of the folks I coach are not doing $1,600 an hour work. They're doing $10 an hour work. So when I hear people saying, I can't go all the way out there and go face to face with a client, you know, for a measly $250. Well, if you're taking the right clients, i.e. weekly or every other week clients, and you're doing a good job keeping them, that could be a $5,000 or $10,000 relationship. It's worth it to go out there. So that's where understanding lifetime value really comes into play. The second piece of it is you're going to get so many benefits from going out. First of all, no one wants to do it. So you'll probably be the only one that goes face to face. That makes your closing ratio skyrocket. If everyone else is just bid online, I'll email you a bid, you know, I'll text you a bid, whatever the thing is, and you're face-to-face walking through their home, asking questions, or their business, asking questions, listening, really trying to understand what their pain is, why they've called you out, how you can make their life better. If you just ask those questions and listen, some online guy just is, or gal or company is just not going to have a chance. They're not going to be able to compete. So all that to say, if I had a cleaning company today, I don't know that I would have online booking. If I did have online booking, I would still encourage people to allow me or one of my salespeople to come out and really do a consultation. I can't understand, do you have pets? Is that important? Why do you need a cleaning company? Is it because you're old and you physically can't do it? Or maybe you're pregnant, there's a new baby coming into the house and you don't have time. Maybe you're dual income with kids and you definitely don't have time. Maybe you're a busy professional that travels a lot. I can't know all that over online, right? It's just too difficult. But if I'm face to face, I can get that kind of information. Any thoughts or pushback or fears so far, Kathy?
I'm with you. If I could add something, I just noticed that younger people, like not homeowners, but people that rent, they tend to use online booking more than, let's say, families with kids in the suburbs and all that, you know. Those usually actually want to meet me, you know. They call instead of going. I mean, they would check the website, you know, check Yelp, all that, and call me and ask me to come out to see their house, to meet them. Usually there is a, you know, a key involved, right? Because we have to have some access to the property. So usually they want to give a key. But like a lot of my clients are just young professionals. They're here for like certain period of time for work. They rent, and that's what I've noticed. They book online more than others.
What I just heard you say is the crappy customers that don't have any money or don't want you to just do the recurring good service are the ones that, again, which makes sense, right? I don't own the house. I'm only going to be here a couple months. I don't need a bunch of headache. I just want to give you the cheapest price and I want to do it online. So that's a perfect example of my target client, the one that I want to work with, is not going to book online. I'm very selective. I take very few one-on-one clients. You cannot get one-on-one client unless we talk on the phone. Period. I have to interview. Just there's no way I'm going to accept you. And that's who my best clients are, the ones that get that, right? If I had someone that wanted one-on-one coaching, he's like, I don't have time, Mike. Just take my money. What's your best price? I'm not even going to talk to that guy or gal. Not even interested. So same thing with you guys. Where we have a cleaning company, we want to invest our time in the best prospect. So instead of the worst prospect, which is online, they've got you and six other browsers open. You know, what's the cheapest cleaning? That I don't care about that customer. You know, just for the next 2 months because I'm a bachelor, I don't even own the place, and I'm going to be gone in 2 months. Pass. I couldn't be less interested in that guy or gal. But a family that's like, this is my home. This is where I raise my kid. I have pets that need to be, taken into consideration. And this is where we live. That's the customer that understands they're making an investment in their lifestyle and their home and their family's health, not just, hey, I've got a bunch of beer bottles. Can you pick them up for $20 an hour kind of a situation? Did that answer your question in terms of my thoughts on online booking?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
That was fairly quick. If you've got any other small, quick questions, I'm happy to hit you with one more. If you want to go right to the lightning round, we can do that too. You tell me.
Sure. Just a quick one. What do you suggest to do with frequent cancellations or rescheduling? Should I make like a rule or something for? I mean, I that many clients like that would constantly reschedule or cancel, but there is few of them. And it just drives me nuts. Some of them are good paying clients, but then they cancel. Should I make like a rule, make them pay a fee or something? Because we still keep the spot open for them, and they just call like day or two before, and I'm sorry, I'm sick. That I understand, but like all kinds of, I don't even need a reason, but you know what I'm saying? There are some that just cancel or reschedule often than others.
Yeah, and that is a huge, not just a pain, but it's expensive. You've got to find a home for those cleaners, and you've got, I totally get that. Believe it or not, that is handled in the how you bill. So again, that's step two, the clean profit method. The first module we do is bidding and billing. If you bill after the fact, they're going to feel very well, first of all, depending again how much time you've spent with them. That's one of the things I was going to cover earlier. One of the benefits to going face-to-face is you'll find people will pay more, they'll stay longer, and they'll close more often. You have a relationship they know, like, and trust you. You're a real human being that they're canceling on, even though they don't expect, hopefully, you to be coming there to clean. They still get it. So they'll cancel less, they'll stay longer, they'll pay more, they'll buy more often. The quality of the caliber of customer you're going to get face-to-face is so much better. So that's the first thing. If you're going face-to-face, I'm guessing if we did the math or looked into your data, 80% of your cancellations are online bookings, and probably 20% or less are not online bookings. That said, how you bill, it makes a huge difference, oddly enough. So instead of penalizing them, I would just set it up where they've already paid. So I bill at the beginning of the month for my coaching services, when I had a everything, and certainly with cleaning, you bill at the beginning of the month. That way they pay. So it's, if it's May 1st, they pay for all of May. If and when they want to cancel, that's fine. They've already paid. They have paid you to be ready. If they choose to opt out of that service, you'll reschedule for them, but they don't get their money back, right? They're paying you to have someone at the ready, right? If you and I have a coaching call and I'm ready and available and you don't show up, sorry, I can't resell that time to somebody else. I'm here ready. If you choose not to take advantage of it, that's on you. So two things. One, they have to understand, you have to understand, they're paying for that cleaner's availability. If they choose not to use it, that's on them. The way that you enforce that is to charge them up front, before the month starts, as opposed to after the fact. Because if it's after the fact, like, oh, I haven't paid them, it's no big deal, cancel. Oddly enough, when you bill beforehand, whether it's online or offline, you take their money before you set them on the schedule, and you just tell them. It's like, hey, why do I pay? Go, hey, I'm going to have, two ladies with a bunch of equipment, a vehicle. I've got a lot of moving parts here, and you're going to pay me to make sure that those people show up, right? Like, if you just like a plane ticket. You pay to have that seat, right? And they're going to have that seat, not sell to somebody else. You're not going to sell that that team, that availability clean to anybody else because they paid you. So oddly enough, it's not making a bunch of rules of if you cancel, there's a fee and we're going to yell at you and, you know, whatever, beat your kids or whatever weird rules you got. If you just collect the money up front, if they want to cancel, God bless them, they can cancel. The price doesn't change. And if they want to reschedule, of course, you'll try and reschedule for them, but you'll just find the rescheduling goes a lot less. And then now it's not like, hey, we'll be there anytime you want. It's like, well, I've got other people whose money I've taken and I have to make them good. So we'll reschedule you, but you know, the schedules, we're going to do the best that we can. You're going to have to take what's available as opposed to dictating your own terms. Does that make sense?
Right. No, that's a great idea.
Yeah
that makes a lot of sense.
And that's only one of the benefits of billing in advance. You'll have no collections. You'll have no bad debt. You'll have less stress. You'll have all of your money on the first of the month, which is phenomenal. If you're a $20,000 a month company, on the second or third of the month, you've got 20 grand in the bank, and then you dispense your services. You're cash positive. You can grow faster. You don't have any bad debt. There's no collections. People stop canceling. There's a bunch of benefits, intended and unintended, when you bill profitably. All right. That's enough of me yammering. Hopefully that was helpful and answer your questions, Kathy. I'm going to give you the opportunity to share some of your genius with Cleaning Nation. We're going to hit the lightning round. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I received, I think it was from my insurance agent when I was registering the business and getting the insurance and all that. And his advice, unsolicited, actually, was that
usually that's the worst advice is unsolicited. You it's lucky you got a good one.
No, it was the best. Except that I didn't follow his advice, but it was a good one, and I'm doing it right now. What he did, he told me this story about his business, how he took it over from his dad, and first thing he did, he got rid of the clients that didn't bring them enough profit. And well, I was kind of surprised by that, and I actually didn't follow that advice. I'm doing it right now, and I think that's the best thing that I should have done.
Well, I know that you're in the group coaching, so if now that I hear that's the case, we're going to walk through that. We're going to make sure that that happens, Kathy, because that's huge. And it's with most podcast guests, I'm like, well, best of luck, but you're stuck with me, sister. So you and I are going to make sure that happens in your world. So excellent feedback. Yeah, I'm going to hold you to that. All right, question number two. What's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from your mistakes and hopefully not make the same ones?
The biggest one, just being so controlling. I think the reason that I still clean it has something to do with controlling issues. So if I would just let it go and let people do the work, I think I wouldn't be cleaning now. So I kind of stuck to cleaning for too long, and now it's becoming even more difficult to stop.
Well, two for two, Kathy. We're going to get you out of that one too. We're going to get you out of the unprofitable customers, and then we're going to get you out of the unprofitable activities. And cleaning is number one on the most wanted list of unprofitable things to do. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something easy to implement that they can improve their lives right away as soon as this podcast is over. Go.
Oh gosh! Sign up for the program, the accelerator program. I think that's the best thing. I mean, for me, it's actually the best thing that ever happened since I opened my business, and I'm not exaggerating. I just started the program, I just started, so I didn't get a chance to see all of it. But from just those two couple months that I worked through, I'm finding things that I've been looking for that I thought of doing, and here it is, ready to use all the information, all the tools. It's excellent. So I don't know, I'm not creative, but I just want to praise you and thank you, Mike, for creating this program, because it's really, it's an amazing tool for people who, like me, I don't have a business background. I've never run a business. And tools that I can just start using and run a business. So thank you.
You are so welcome, Kathy. Honest to goodness, that makes my whole week when I hear stuff like that. The feedback of you guys and gals whose lives are actually changing and better is honestly why I do this. That said, the way I hear it is every time someone invests in a program with me, now I got to give you like a nickel or a buck or something. So whoever's out there, if you sign up because of Kathy, tell me, and I'll have to like throw her like, I don't know, some sort of financial remuneration.
No, really. Yeah, I mean, I was on the fence for a while, maybe a couple of weeks. And I listened to your podcast. I figured, you know, maybe I'll read the book. I just want to make sure, you know, that this is what I want. And then I read a book. Actually, I listened to the book, so I didn't have time to read it. I bought an audio version. And, you know, that's what just kind of, you know, made me start the program. And then I promise whoever will do it will not regret it at all.
Oh, right.
I think it's such a value. And yeah, I thought it was kind of expensive, but I'm like, you know, I can always cancel, but no way. I'm not.
No, you can never cancel, Kathy. You're stuck for it. I'm going to cut you off because I am blushing. You are being too kind.
I'm not going anywhere, Mike. You're stuck with me.
Well, good. At least until we get you out of cleaning and get all those unprofitable customers off your books. After you get that done, you want to quit, you quit. But until then, you're stuck with me. All right, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for just your kind of transparency. I really appreciate your passion, how real you are. Clean Nation, I know that you're digging Kathy's vibe. If you want to check out her show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.